Well, we just didn't get enough right to be able to come here and get a win. Is, you know, our contribution to their field position as much as their own pressure, you just can't do that. You know, the not straights, not getting our job right, defensive errors. You're always going to keep putting yourself into that bottom corner and they're always going to keep coming with drive. So there was a lot of positives in the first half about the way we're playing the game, and but you got to underpin it with some sound foundations, and today it wasn't strong enough to be able to withstand you know, a powerful Northampton side.
Probably at a pivotal moment, you have a kick to touch on the far side, it doesn't go out and they run away and score a try.
You know, you can say it's a pivotal moment, but I don't think so. Is, you know, there's just, we drop a kick off straight from the half time, excuse me. Excuse me, fellas. And they score from that. That's happened about two or three times this year. So other than telling people to catch the ball, I'm not sure what else we can do. So we can't have that error count and expect to play against the best sides. We can see that we can play against the best sides, but you've got to underpin it with a little more than what we did today.
Is that the frustration that you have played well in that first half and all of a sudden it disappears?
You know, it is frustrating because it's some of the basics of the game. It's about playing under pressure, which is probably creaking us a bit where we're making it. You know, we can't keep running around the changing rooms telling about catching balls. These people make mistakes, but we just seem to be making a higher amount than the most in that period when the pressure's definitely going to come. We've been leading regularly at half time, so you know that the other side's going to throw everything at you, and that's the time you've got to get your job right. And today was too many mistakes to be able to come through that.
You were able to name an unchanged side this week, which was a bit of a luxury. So would you be looking to sort of mix it up again?
Oh, no, I don't think it's about mixing it up. It's been a common trend, irrespective. So it's not, you know, we lost Darren Barry early on, which was a disruption, and we just couldn't get the pace of the game that we wanted. So we'll see. We'll see how we got bumps and bruises this week.